Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Lads, at this stage, I really hope the Santa letters are written. I hope they're sealed and they are on their way to the North Pole. But has anyone given a thought to the many hapless aunts and uncles and family members that might have no idea what to buy for their relations as presents at the moment? Well, fear not, because I have the manager of Smith's Toys in Carrickmines, Stephen Timlin, on the line to offer us all his cheats sheet on the popular toys that are flying off the shelves this Christmas. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, Jen. Yourself?
I'm good. Sorry to take you away from the job at the moment. I'm sure it's an extremely busy time. But I had to talk to you because I have 10 nieces and nephews. There's a rake of them. What tips have you for people buying presents? I mean, pre-ordering, buying online, all that kind of stuff. What would you say?
I suppose, listen, you know, ask them. Make sure you're asking them what toys they're into, first off. You know what I mean? Because, I say, we get a lot of people through the door, you know, and they're not quite sure what to look for, but we'll point them as best we can in the right direction. But it's always a good idea of what they're sort of into at the time, you
good
know. You know, because there's so much out there now, and there's so much influences for these kids, be it movies, TV, YouTube, gaming, whatever it might be. You know, it's always nice to have an idea so we can help point them in the right direction.
Stephen, is it too late to get our hands on the most popular toys?
It's that time of year, unfortunately, where some of the items are getting a little tight.
But
we always do our best to make sure we have the top toys as long as we can. So we have them very busy in the offices there trying to
get the latest
toys. And yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's do this. What are the most popular toys for children this year?
I suppose, like, we have anything really from dinosaurs, Barbies, you know, I suppose Jurassic World would be very popular at the moment. On the back of obviously the films over the last couple of years, and I know my nephews would be big into it. So one of the top toys there would be the Jurassic World Dominion, the real FX baby dinosaur.
Okay.
But this is one of the characters from the movie, and they slide, basically they put a glove on and then they take control of the dinosaur.
I've seen it
from the movie, yeah, and it's very cool, looks very nice. And they say they interact with it, it makes noises and does movements and things like that. I say, and any of the kids that are into dinosaurs, it just be
that's a good one for the dinosaur ones. Tell me about the Mama Surprise toy. What's that?
Mama Surprise, so this is the guinea pig that you look after, so you feed and comb and things like that, and then if you look after her well, she has 3 babies.
Magic! Yeah. That is deadly. How much are we talking about for the guinea pig and the 3 babies?
She's around 72. I would say 72.99 around that price. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep an eye on the website for that one and check the stocks before you go to the store there. But it's a lovely toy, and unlike some of the other ones where you have things that hatch or open, this can do it again and again.
Amazing. Tell me about Ziggy the robot dog.
The robot dog, fully controlled, looks really cool, does some lovely stunts and things like that. But unfortunately, one of the very tight ones this Christmas.
Oh, is it? It's that popular?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, okay, because it's reasonably priced at $49.99 as well. It's a remote controlled dog. So I predict a lot of aunties would maybe get this for nieces and nephews who've been badgering their parents who want to get a real dog.
Yeah, that's it. It's a nice replacement, all right. But it is unfortunately one of those ones that's going to be very tight this year.
I've been hearing a lot about Squishmallows.
Yeah, Squishmallows sort of kicked in last year, a bit of a phenomenon. And it's just grown and grown.
It's a cushion, really.
Should it not be
in Harvey Norman's down the road from you? I mean, it's basically a cushion that does nothing.
Yeah, but this is, it's just, I say, it's huge. The kids just are collecting them now. Like, they're very specific about the ones they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all have different names and looks and things like that, and sizes. So you can go from 18 centimetre kitten to 60 centimetres and bigger. And that's, again, there's all different types of animals and unicorns and Star Wars characters and you know, they've even branded stuff coming in now, licensed stuff. So
I'm going to get the Baby really Yoda for my husband. I think he'd love that.
Goggle's cool, all right, yeah.
Let's talk about the regulars. Are they still very popular, like all the Barbies and the Pokemon and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, the regulars are all still there. Barbie, Pokemon, Lego, you know, everything's still there. Peppa Pig, Tom's Tank, all the names that we've known for years, they're all still there. Like Barbie would be, you know, huge still. And like, you know, we've various different play sets with Barbie and dolls and things like that. The camper van would be one of the top sellers this year. One of the ones that people are looking for, where they can go off with dolls, and there's a slide on it, there's a pool in it, there's everything, you know. So it's, but yeah, Barbie still
always popular,
very, very big. And Disney Princess, all of those things, you know, are still very popular, yeah.
Stephen, tell me, what do you recommend for tech loving kids?
Tech, well, obviously the older age groups, the Lego, the Technic Lego would actually be a very good one. They're okay. Into building. We have science sets as well that we do. And then there's obviously the gaming side of it, the computer games, you know, your Switch and PlayStations, Xboxes, which are always very popular. The Switch is a lovely console around Christmas as well. Obviously, it's a very social machine in regards to, like, we all remember the Wii from years ago when we'd all be in front of the TV there,
yeah,
trying to be the great tennis player or bowler, or trying not to break the TV by letting go of the controller. But so the Switch would be very similar now, and it's, you know, a bit of crack with the family at Christmas.
Totally.
You know,
again, speaking of which, what is the board game? I mean, is there a board game that would be great for adults and children to play together that's going to be popular?
There's actually, there's plenty of games, but there is this catchphrase and things like that. There's the children versus adults ones, you know. But if you're still your basic Monopolies and Kudos and all those, and
he's still selling 30 seconds, the Irish board game.
Yeah, we do, yeah. And that still sells very well. And at this time of year, always comes into its own. And there's a junior version of that as well.
Deadly. That's a great game. And books and all that kind of stuff. Hardback annuals, you see them all the time. Do people still pick them up? Are they good to get for kids?
Yeah, no, books, jigsaws, you know, all of these things are still, again, great gifts at this time of the year. You know, say the annuals are always a big one. And then you've the Guinness Book of Records and things like that as well. Always very popular, especially, as I say, when aunts and uncles and grannies, granddads and things like that are in, they're always easy pickups for them.
Okay. And lastly, what about music loving kids? What would you recommend for those?
Yeah, we've plenty of musical instruments. We've guitars, keyboards, drum kits, karaoke machines, so, which unfortunately sometimes get taken over by the adults more so around Christmas, but we won't go there anyway.
No, I'm going to stop you there with the anything that makes an obscene amount of noise. I'm going to put my foot down and stop you right there, Stephen, okay? Because they can ruin Christmas. Listen, great tips there. So if people want to check them out, you guys are in Carrick Mines, go online and make sure things are in stock before you buy for your nieces and nephews and all that kind of stuff. Stephen, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us this morning, and happy Christmas.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.